Blackstone Audio presents The Fight for Jerusalem by Dori Gold, former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations. To my sisters, Paula and Debbie, whom I miss every day. Introduction. The Battle for Historical Truth. Jerusalem was almost lost in July 2000, when the future of its ancient old city was first put on the negotiating table. President Bill Clinton convened what would become a 15-day marathon summit at Camp David to fully resolve once and for all the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Israelis and Palestinians were sealed off in the presidential retreat in Maryland and pressured to hammer out a final agreement. The whole event was a political long shot. Relations between the leaders, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak and PLO Chairman Yasser Arafat, were close to hostile, and the pre-summit preparation was poor. Nevertheless, Barak agreed to a stunning proposal. Israel would cede to the Palestinians sovereignty over most of East Jerusalem's suburbs, sovereignty over the Old City's Muslim and Christian quarters, and custodianship over Judaism's holiest site, the Temple Mount. Since the Israel Defense Forces had captured Jerusalem's Old City in the Six-Day War in June 1967, no Israeli prime minister had proposed redividing the city. Now it was happening. Barak's willingness to partition the old city was especially astounding, as this was the spiritual heart of Israel's capital. A walled enclave located just inside the former border designating the eastern half of the city, the old city occupies just over half a square mile and is divided into Jewish, Muslim, Christian, and Armenian quarters. It is home to some of the holiest...